Hello and welcome to this, our service for Sunday, January the 29th at the Church of the Epiphany. The flowers in the church are in memory of Leonard Sylvester, given by nephew Stephen Hollowitz and great-nephew Adam Corrigan Hollowitz, and fondly remembered by Teresa. Trivia night. We raised $2,000 for aluminum risers for our hall, and thank you to everyone who made this a success. We're off to a strong start in our fundraising campaign for the risers. Vestry Sunday is February 5th, next Sunday, so we need to work on our vestry reports and mint smoothies. Sandra's selling those, all proceeds to the church. Meat pies are available, $5 each, thanks to all the workers who made the filling on Friday and filled the pies on Saturday. And craft club, join the fun, third Saturday at 10 a.m. We're going to be going to St. James for our pancakes this year, Tuesday, February the 21st, 5 to 7 in the St. James Parish Hall, and all the details are in our email. Ash Wednesday is at 7 o'clock on the 22nd. Going to be having a party March the 17th for St. Patrick's Day featuring Celtic Shift, $25 each, and tickets are already starting to sell, so be sure to get yours. You can get it on Eventbrite or from us at the church. The Garage Rummage Bake Sale, Saturday, May 6th. Denise Pelley and Stephen Hollowitz will be performing at Epiphany on May 7th at 2 in the afternoon, $20. This is a church fundraiser. Penny Social's coming up. We're going to be having the Epiphany Emporium or the Manor Park Community Market and Crafters Show and Sale on Saturday, June the 17th. Jeremy Smith, our own John Denver, will be performing in concert Sunday, July 30th at 2. Let's fill the church. And if you wish, you can send your regular donations or special donations to our envelope secretary, Barb Smallman. Her address and phone number are in the email. And now, our worship. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires are known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And our thematic prayer, perfect light of revelation, as you saw shone in the life of Jesus, whose epiphany we celebrate, so shine in us and through us, that we may become beacons of truth and compassion, enlightening all creation with deeds of justice and mercy. Amen. And our reading for this week is from Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. When he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they'll be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of Christ. And now, a reflection on this reading. Well, at the start of today's Gospel, the crowds have grown, And Jesus had been in Galilee for a while now, speaking, healing, calling his disciples to follow him. The leaders from Jerusalem certainly had spies keeping an eye on Jesus. But with the crowds he was gathering, all they could do was watch and listen. Wherever Jesus went, there were always a few Pharisees and Sadducees. We can read good religious people in the crowd, looking for things he might do or say that they could use against him when they finally got the chance. Today, Jesus is walking along the road, along with his disciples, and there was a large group of people following him. More were coming down the roads from all directions. Jesus looked around for a spot open enough to hold everyone, and he found a place to sit down. And then Jesus began speaking. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Now, folks knew poor in spirit. When Jesus said it, most of the crowd turned and glanced at the little group of Pharisees and Sadducees, the religious ones. Those guys defined rich in spirit. The Pharisees and Sadducees stood out from the crowd. They were proud of their faith because they knew that their faith was the right faith. Their spirits were anything but poor. But if you want to follow Jesus, you have to be humble and ordinary, not haughty. Next, blessed are those who mourn. Everyone mourns, and maybe Jesus is saying that as we mourn, we receive blessing, comfort, we are carried. But also Jesus means blessed are those who look at the world and they mourn. Their heart aches at how some are being treated, even the ones they do not know, that they will never meet. They mourn, and in their pain, they are blessed. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness." In other words, you are blessed when you long for justice, when you long for a loving world. Blessed are the merciful. Jesus was asking that when you look around at other people, do you try to see them through their eyes, to try to understand who they are, why they are as they are? When someone clearly makes a mistake, do you define them by that mistake, or try to understand what led to it happening, or try to understand there's more to that person than one mistake? The Pharisees, on the other hand, lived in a simple world. You either agreed with them and followed the biblical laws that were so important to them, and then you were right, or you broke the biblical laws and you were wrong. Jesus is saying you have to be understanding and merciful. You have to know that deep down, everyone is the same. We are all equal. Be merciful with each other. Next, blessed are the pure in heart. Jesus knew that no one in the crowd was pure, but he knew that even those who made mistakes could have the very best of intentions. They could be pure in heart. We all make mistakes, but some, once again giving a nod to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, some are never quite what they present themselves to be. They approach you as a friend, but watch for ways to attack you. Or they speak of justice and love and then pounce on you when you slip up. Some people are always planning and plotting. Everything they do is a step to a position to position themselves for some next step on their list. They may seem to care about someone or something, but there are always reasons. They may seem to have hearts of compassion, but that compassion is there to help them achieve something else. That is not being pure of heart. But Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure of heart." And blessed are the peacemakers. We realize that we talk about peace, and we might be talking about peace between countries or peace between people in a town or even just peace in families. But regardless, we are all in support of peace. We try to get along with people. We go out of our way to even be polite to those folks with whom we've had an argument before. We don't hang out together, but if we happen to bump into each other at church or somewhere else, we're polite. That's supporting peace. But Jesus did not say, blessed are those who support peace. He said, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who do the things that are required to create peace, to bring peace where there is now no peace. Blessed are those who make peace happen. Sure, we think, hey, I'm just here where I live. I don't have the power to make countries quit fighting. I'd vote for a person I think might try to stop them fighting, but what else can I do? Well, there are still quite a few opportunities for peacemaking within our reach, such as broken relationships. Remember, Jesus didn't say that we're blessed if we do our best to be polite, or if we say we'll stop calling other people names, or we'll accept their apology if and when they offer it. Jesus said, blessed are those who do make peace happen. Blessed are those who don't just hope for it or wait for someone to offer it, but those who get up in the morning and spend their day to make peace happen. And this is the basis, actually, of the passing of the peace in church. The peace is passed on the idea that if you have any broken relationships or have anyone with whom you are at odds, go and make it right and then come forward to Christ's table. Imagine a person suddenly hopping in their car, going to find those folks that they need to patch things up with before they came back to communion. So blessed, and then Jesus says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus knew what the crowd was thinking. If they actually did the things he was telling them to do, if they were really as different as he said they needed to be, they were going to end up in a heap of trouble. Even way up in Galilee, if you were against the temple leaders long enough, they would find out and come and get you. You could get arrested. For crying out loud, you could even end up being crucified. If Jesus had modern-day public relations persons among his disciples, he probably would have suggested that Jesus speak this last beatitude really fast, like at the end of those drug commercials on television. Yes, they could be persecuted. We really ought to warn them, but let's tell them really quickly. That's why the whole thing is so darn difficult. Being a follower of Jesus Christ is not a difficult thing to understand, but following Jesus, living the Beatitudes, might be the most difficult thing we'll ever try to do. And now our hymn.
Alleluia, sing to Jesus. Is the scepter, is the throne. Alleluia, is the triumph, is the victory alone. Hark the songs of peaceful Zion, thunder like a mighty out of every nation, hath redeemed us by his blood. Alleluia, bread of heaven. here the sinful flee to thee from day to day. Intercessor, friend of sinners, this Redeemer, plead for me. Songs of all the sinless sweep across the crystal sea. Alleluia, King eternal, be the Lord of lords.
The Apostles' Creed. Let us join together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now our prayers. Sisters and brothers, let us lift our hearts in faith to the one who hears all prayers and holds close all those in need. And our prayers have been asked this week for Hope, Jay, Maddox, Randy, Rick, Shelley, Martin, Sharon, Anne, Marcel, Tara, Jeff, Nicole, Shelley, Sarah, Jane, Linda, Sharon, Philip, Jackie and Cam, Diana, Ian, Edna, Matthew, and Annika, Janice, Darren, Roland, Helen, Gloria, Eunice, Jean, Marilyn, Connie, Jack and Julie, Evelyn, Kiana and Nancy, Nathan and Donna, Jamie and Drew, Diane, Norma, Dave, Peter, Dan, Marilyn, Val, Karen, Bill, Sheila, Jessica, Sonia, and Jamie, Brian, Linda, and Alan, Debbie, Dory, Belinda, Kim, Ross, Francis, Bill, and Jeff, Pat, Grant, Jean, and Brian. Holy God, You gather the whole universe into Your radiant presence and continually reveal Your Son as our Savior. Bring healing to all wounds. Make whole all that is broken. Speak truth to all illusion. And shed light in every darkness, that all creation will see Your glory and know You are Christ. Amen. And as our Savior has taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And our prayer based on the scripture for today. God our Deliverer, you walk with the meek and the poor, the compassionate and those who mourn, and you call us to walk humbly with you. When we are foolish, be our wisdom. When we are weak, be our strength. That as we learn to do justice and to love mercy, your rule may come as blessing. Amen. And a blessing from the Book of Common Prayer. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you for worshiping with us. It's always good to hear from you. Please do be in touch by text or email or phone call. And now our parting blessing song.
Blessings around you each day as you trust him.